Hello, brata.
Oh, how you doing, brata?
Oh my god! Like, you just peaked my speakers.
Did I really?
How you doing?
What's up, Cheeto Dito?
What's up, Cheeto Dust?
What's up, little Cheeto Dust on my fingies? Yeah.
I didn't have any Cheetos, but I had potato chips. I bought a giant bag of potato chips last night at Wegmans. It's 20 ounces. It's a pound and 4 ounces of potato chips for $2.69. Massive bag.
That's a massive deal.
I'm literally about to go show you this bag. It's so yummy too.
What are they like? Crinkle?
There's a giant bag of wavy potato chips.
Wavy. Got some onion dip.
I didn't get any dip, but I was crushing over my sandwich for lunch today.
Do you get chip fingers after you're done eating?
I mean, does everybody get chip fingers? They get the veggie oil and the salt and the seasoning if you have the flavored chips, the powder.
What about do you like the crunchy Cheetos or the puffy Cheetos? You're a puffy
Cheeto
guy.
I prefer the crunchy, but I'll
really
prefer, yes. Oh, I don't like puffy. The puffy's good, but
I've always
actually
seen
don't
those.
Love the puffy Cheetos. I like the Cheeto, not Cheeto brand, but like the cheese puffs that aren't Cheeto brand. Does that make sense?
Like the ones
the dollar
in the barrel?
Ones, the dollar, yeah, the cheese balls in a barrel, or like the little puffs in like the $1.50 bag at like the store. Not the Cheetos brand though.
Yeah,
much better. But yeah, I like the crunchies. They're so good.
Do you like chips and salsa?
Yes, I eat it all the time. Chips and salsa, chips with queso, chips with guac.
Queso? You eat queso, really?
Sometimes I do queso dip. Like, I'll make it, or I'll buy it pre-made, or I'll just take chips, lay them on a plate, sprinkle like Mexican cheese on them, put in the microwave for like 20 seconds, and then you got melted cheese on it and you just eat them. It's so good.
Oh my god,
why are you shaking your head? It's delicious.
That's so something you would do.
It's delicious. I mean, you can say what you want to say, but until you try it, you can't say anything about it.
All right, I'm a bastard.
So good. But
what did you eat for lunch?
I just had a leftover sandwich. I had got Sammy? Like Panera Bread last night, so I had leftover sandwich. I ate the other half.
Little Sammy, okay.
But
Sandy cheeks.
Sandwiches aside, lunch aside, congratulations on your new vehicle. You're very
thanks,
quick turnaround of getting rid of your...
One single day. It took one single day. That was it. Sold on Monday, bought on Tuesday.
So now you got that Prius. You're the Prius fam now.
It's the Prius gang, yeah.
2010?
So I'm good at... Yep, 2010. I already have some more parts on order. More parts on order, and I'm gonna probably buy a Japanese windshield banner that says "Love you, BB."
Wait, are you actually
in Japanese? Yeah.
Where will it go? Like the sticker that sits on the top of the windshield?
Yep, right at the top. Yeah, it's a banner.
It's like a thin sticker that is on top. Like, it doesn't block your view. It just like sits above it.
It's used as like a sunshade for the sun.
Oh, it's a sunshade.
And also, it's cut out and it says that.
Got it.
I'm literally about to order.
You already ordered it?
I'm about to. It's $30. Oh, I'm about
goodness.
To do it.
Wait, you can choose what you want on it?
Yeah, like a custom
type
text.
That out?
Yeah.
It says, I love you, BB.
No, but it says it in Japanese, though.
That's so even funnier, because people are like, what's that say on your car? Love you, BB. They're like, no, what does it say? No, that's what it says.
No.
No, love you, BB.
You can skip a kiss, you're like... The one I saw as an example, this guy put a picture, like, doing a review. He goes, I love my banner. It says, I eat ass.
Oh, my God. Is it also in Japanese?
No. It's just text. It's just, like, plain Calibri text.
And it's just clearly written on the top of
the thing. I just zoomed in. I was like, wait, what does that say? And then I just clicked on it. I eat ass at the top. I was like, oh, okay.
All right. Teach their own, man.
This guy's, pretty upfront, but so I'm gonna get that. And
nice.
I think I'm pretty much building my Stormtrooper Prius right now. So
I know you got the full white clean paint.
It's a pearl white too, so it actually has metallic in it.
Like
it looks
glossy.
So good. Yeah. So
and then what do you do? What's the interior? Black
interior is tan. Sucky.
Okay.
It's not my favorite.
How are you
gonna
do Stormtrooper then? Where are the black accents?
So I'm gonna do black wheels. I've been trying to find a set of black wheels.
Like you're going to get black rims.
Yep. And
also, I saw,
bigger size.
Like really briefly, the picture you sent me, did you change all the hubcaps out already?
So it comes with hubcaps on it.
Oh, okay.
Factory. And then you take the hubcaps off and there's actually alloys underneath. So I cleaned those up and I tried it out with just the alloys.
Oh, they're silver, you just though. You just have the metal showing instead of the hubcap there.
Yeah.
So you just
it's an actual rim. It's an actual looking. It's not like it's just a blank. You know, some hubcaps are right. Blank.
So like black, you have steel. Like a wheel and then it comes with a factory like stop. Like what's the point of that? To protect the wheel, I guess?
Usually it's to remove turbulence in the wheel well. That's why like Teslas, they say you get better efficiency with those Dyson cuts or whatever they're called. Wind cuts. So that's just
so you just took them off and kept them off permanently because it looks better.
Yeah, and I want to get another set of rims anyway. So I'm, I mean, like a bigger size because those look a little bit small. They're 15 inch, so they're tiny. Right. But so I'm gonna do black wheels, black accents. So I'm gonna do like the emblem in the front. Any of the chrome is like not a lot of chrome, just like a couple pieces. And then I'm gonna do a black roof rack, Yakima roof rack.
Yep.
Like they have on the GTIs with the wind fairing. And then my roof rack on top,
that's storage on the top for
I could do storage, yeah. Or I could put a kayak on it, or I could put a bike. It's just the crossbar. It's like it's the two bars that go across the roof.
Right. No, what it is, but what are you gonna put on it is what I'm saying. Like what is
I wanna have a bike rack, so I bought the bike rack like attachment.
Oh, you're gonna put it on top of the car then?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And if not, then I literally have the rack to put stuff on it, which is sick. So then we have that. And then I want to do my black, white, brown leather bike. That's got to be my theme. And then front lip. Still got to do a front lip. That's going to be black. And maybe a couple other things. I already changed the lights. Headlights will be new. Yep. It's got new fog lights, stuff like that. So it'll pretty much be set then.
Nice. It's awesome.
Yeah, bro. So that's pretty much what's been happening with me. What I was gonna say earlier was
this: what the story you were telling me about?
Well, yeah. So one of the stories. So we were just talking about Cheeto and Weedos and
Cheetos little... and Weedos. That's my favorite combination of snacks.
Speaking of Cheetos and Weedos, there's a place here. Is a family-owned restaurant called Cheeto Bandito, okay? Yeah. And it's Mexican food mixed with Chinese food.
Like, it's two families that run it? Like,
yeah.
Or
no, it's, like no it's a one family.
That's what I'm asking. Is that the background? And they choose to make that?
Yeah, it's like a certain... It's not like a normal style of food, right? You're but right. I've had it twice now. So first time
the food's a hybrid? It's literally a mix of both?
Yeah, you get every there's like big dishes, like big aluminum dish, like foil dishes with a cap on top, so you can reheat it.
Okay.
And it's literally just a mesh of the two best foods you get.
So Mexican tell me what you get in it.
So like when I first went, I literally almost died because it was so delicious. I was like, I don't like Mexican food, and I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna feel about this. I love Mexican food. So like I think I got like some beans. I got like a sesame chicken. I got something with cheese. It was like a whole bunch of really good stuff. Maybe some rice, like chicken stuff, teriyaki chicken and orange chicken. Like all like the best stuff you'd like in the combo when you go to Taco Bell or Mexican restaurant or like, you know, Chinese restaurant. So
right,
it is so insanely good. And then an hour later, you literally shit yourself because of how rich it is.
And then you go back and do it all over again.
And then I'm like, gosh, I want this again. Yeah. So,
What did you get the last time you went then? Something different.
Probably something similar, but.
Gotcha.
It's
such an interesting concept.
So the story behind the company is they got so popular. It's all family owned, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mom and pop that do the management and everything.
Mm-hmm. So it's a chain?
No. So it's family owned. But they got so popular that they started opening up restaurants. They had like 10 restaurants open.
You're kidding.
And then one of the family members died or passed away or something. And it was only one member, like one of the mom or dad or whatever that was running it. And it was so overwhelming because of how much business they were getting. They closed down all of them except for one.
Holy crap.
It's like, what?
Yeah, so but obviously they, it, it wasn't doing well. If they opened too many and they weren't, you know, thriving, it wasn't profitable, I guess.
No, it was. It
oh,
was.
Oh, really? All but the locations
were profitable? It was so overwhelming, the fact that they had, like, so many people and didn't have enough help because they wanted to be still within the family. They didn't want to, like, sell it. They closed everything just for that reason.
Wow.
So, crazy shit.
That is.
Shows you it's good stuff, but.
Dang.
So, I see a little Mars shirt you got there. What is that, your NASA shirt?
It is all the planets. Is that your... Like a cool drawing of all the planets. And on the bottom it says, I need space. You like that?
Wow.
From Old Navy.
Oh,
what's
my
wrong,
God.
What's wrong with it? It's just really small. It just says, I need space. But it's like this, like, cool just planetary shirt.
Dude, that's something. That's exactly what you'd buy. Yeah. You'd like... You know, maybe you're like, I need some new sweatpants. Oh my gosh, what's this?
I wasn't there for sweatpants. I was there for shirts.
I don't know. Maybe you were.
I literally wear the same sweatpant that I bought probably like 4 or 5 years ago. The same Abercrombie sweatpant. It's the best sweatpant.
The red one?
I got it on clearance. The gray one. The gray and black one I was wearing.
Oh, okay.
I bought them on clearance at Abercrombie like for $15 or $10 or something like that. 4 or 5 years ago, literally still wear them every day. Like when it's cold, they're so comfy.
You don't have any holes in them or anything like that?
No holes. They're super thick. They are really, really soft. They wash well. Yeah, I have no idea. Like the whole Abercrombie Fitch like lettering is completely off of it because I've watched it so much, it's completely faded away. But yeah.
Wait, what? You were at Old Navy looking for shirts, t-shirts?
No, I wasn't. I got this shirt like maybe a month or two ago, but I think when I was in there, I was looking at the shirts, and that's why I grabbed it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because like I have like a lot of old t-shirts. I'm trying to actually get rid of all my old stuff and just buy fresh stuff. So their t-shirts are like $6, and they're super soft. So you just buy them.
Are you gonna take all your old band t-shirts and like make a collage or something?
I was thinking about doing it, but to be honest with you, I already tried to do it once. I tucked them all away, saved them all. Literally didn't touch them. They sat under my bed for years. So I'm like, why am I even keeping these? So I just donated them. Yeah, I'll do it. And then the truth is, they'll sit under the bed. And then if I actually ever did make a blanket or something out of it, I would never use it. It would just sit on the couch or like sit in a box. Like I would never.
What? Why?
That's t-shirt material. Like, I mean, I guess
it's backing with other stuff. Side, yeah. Like fleece.
It would kind of work. But the issue is that like, I don't know how to sew that. I'd have to do the tie technique, kind of like how I did with your blanket with Aaron. But that technique, you need two pieces of fleece, not necessarily two pieces, like a shirt. You know what I mean? Like, I have to understand how to stitch it correctly, like with a sewing machine or something.
You would have to, like, send to somebody on Etsy and have them do it. Yeah. So,
but, I mean, yeah.
Did you roll out of bed today and that's it? And then you start.
Yeah, I didn't shower. I didn't shower yet. I don't usually shower till the afternoon. Afterwards? Actually, no, I usually, on my lunch break, I take a shower. But today, my lunch breaks our podcast to make up for our late last night. That's okay, though.
Sorry, everybody who's listening. We didn't meet our deadline, but all 20 of you guys, we appreciate it. In Haiti, you know, and all over the world, taking the time to just have the algorithm do the work for us. They don't actually listen. It's just totally fake.
You riding that crypto wave?
It's literally the most disappointing thing I've ever had happen to me is seeing all the money I have just get lost. It's all gone.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's the risk you take when you're a risky boy. Oh, Connor has to go answer the phone now.
There's a phone ringing. I was like, what the heck is that? Was it my phone?
Hello?
Oh. Yeah, just crazy. I'm like over, like, I don't want to buy anything because I'm just like over all this like wave crap with the stock market and crypto market. Like, I'm not, I just got paid today too. I was like, do I dip something in? I was like,
Yeah. It's all low now. Time
down,
to buy.
Down, down. Algo's down. Ethereum 2's down.
Yeah, Ethereum's way down. Yeah.
Litecoin's down. I mean, everything's down. Cosmos is way down. Went down to poo poo. I'm like up $200 right now. I was up at like 1,000 something, like literally 5 days ago.
I'm like not up at all. No, I think
you're down
$100. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
up like $200 right now.
go from like
$2,000
to
$1,100. I'm only up $100 actually. Up $100.
You're at 1,100 right now?
No, I have 1,350 invested.
Oh, okay.
And the stock, I all my stocks are down.
We don't have much, so.
No, I don't. So I'm not too worried about it. But I'm just saying they're all.
No, I don't. Bro, yeah. It's all about those special purpose acquisition companies, SPACs.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been I didn't tell you about this yet. Actually, this is a good time to tell you. So Bird Scooter, right? You know Bird Scooter, the company?
Yeah, of course.
Their market valuation is like a couple $1 billion, right? Mm-hmm. And they're still private. And there's news that you can read about where they're going to go public. There's no timeline. I researched just like so much and there's no idea when they're going to do it, but they already announced what company they're pairing with to go public.
I thought they were already public for some reason. They're not?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So who are they going to partner with?
So they're partnering with Switchback 2.
What is that?
It's the special acquisition company that was literally founded last year. So that's brand new.
Okay.
And the stock started at $11 and it's at $9-some or whatever. Oh. Nobody's trading it because not a lot of people know. But obviously the whole purpose is when they hit the market and they go public or the IPO or whatever, they'll give you an idea of what price it's going to be at. So if it's at $10 and it starts at $50, you know, it's like what happened with Bumble. Like they paired or I think they paired with the SPAC and then they start price. Yeah, whatever. Because it goes off their market valuation, right? Yep, that's what tells exactly. What the price of the stock is. So bought some of that. Only put like $100 in, but worth it.
Speaking of Bird Scooters, you don't need to try my
one wheel.
Yeah,
the two wheel.
You have to try the one wheel. Unless you have. Bro. Do one of your friends have the one wheel or no?
No, my friends built like we all built like a electric longboard custom. I bought all the parts and never did mine because I didn't have.
What is it? Electric what?
Electric longboard.
Oh,
it was when the boosted board came out. It's right when it came out. Is when we were
what
building
you?
It.
It's attachment you put on a real longboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you have a kit.
I have like a bunch of parts. I have battery. I think I have the.
But you have to still buy more stuff for it.
Yeah,
to
put I it got on the brushless motor. Yeah, all those things. But and I still
you need like a remote and all that.
Yep, I actually have the remote.
That's dangerous, man. That thing creeps me out. I mean, dude. so is the one wheel though. You get on the one wheel, it's freaky for a while until you get
used to it. It's only one wheel though.
But it's weird because you're not that high off the ground. Like the boosted board, you're even lower on the ground, right? Or the electric longboard. But the one wheel, like you're a little bit off the ground and you're balancing. Like there's a lot of balance required on it until like even with the motor on, you need to still balance. And like it doesn't. You're not far off the ground, but like it feels like you're high off the ground. You know what I mean? Like like you're standing there, you're like, oh my god, like if I fall, I'm going down, I'm going flying, but you're not that high. You know what I mean? You could bail off and jump right off and that thing could do some tumble or slide and you're okay. You can land on your feet and be fine, but that's the issue. It's hard to sometimes hard to land on your feet if you're nervous.
Well, or if you're focusing really hard on not
also
you know, hitting anything.
You can't step off it with one foot. You can only if you have to get off it without stopping. Let's say it's moving, you're not comfortable, you want to get off, you have to jump off of both feet at the same time. But think about that, your feet are locked. You're standing on like a snowboard. It's not like a skateboard where you can push one foot and then keep the other one on. Like you're both feet are on it. So you got to literally jump off at the same time with both feet. Bend your knees and go whoop. You can't step off one foot. So I did it on my first time when I did it by accident. The thing just skids off and the motor doesn't know that you're off of it. And it just like flew away and I fell, like didn't really fall, but I like did a split a little bit. Like, split and I just split. And then Aaron did it. Same thing happened to her. She took one foot off. Thing kept rolling away, skidding away because the motor doesn't know you're off. And she like just like fell and like hit her elbow and like hand a little bit, but she didn't like, she had a long sleeve shirt on. So she was okay.
Yeah.
She just got like a little bruised up, but because she did fall legitimately, but like that's like, you know what I mean? Like she, like I didn't fall.
Clarify that.
Well, I didn't fall when I did it.
See, I don't fall, but my
I'm just
wife.
Saying, I didn't fall when I did it the first time. I just
definitely
like, slid
fell.
A little bit.
Just want to make sure that's clear.
I just split myself.
I just split my winker wide open. So, but, dude, yeah. So the electric longboard that I rode, like, we finished building it and then he gave it to me. Like, I got on it. It's literally so fast. You just pull the trigger a little bit and it shot right out underneath me. It was like, pew! So
you didn't stand on it though. You were just testing it out.
No, I was standing on it. Yeah.
Oh,
so I fell right off.
Oh, you did fall.
I jumped off. Right. I didn't fall, but like I got back on it, and you have to like, just like with booster board, you have to like ease into the,
it's like instant power a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is so insanely fast. Yeah. My friend pretty much got to the point where he was finishing it. He had to like put the battery box on and seal it and everything. And then never decided to do it because he's like, this is so dangerous.
It's too dangerous. And that's why I could never, I think they're really cool. I could never ride the boosted or like electric longboards. I could ride, obviously.
Don't worry, you will.
The one wheel's not too bad just because you can control the speed without the remote. Like, you just, it's all based on what you're leaning into. And like, I go 9-10 miles an hour and it's fast. Like, that's fast to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going 9 miles an hour and I think I'm flying. And the thing can go like 13 or 14. And that's the pint. The other one can go like 16, the XR. I don't know how people go off road with these things though, man. I just don't know. It's
a lot of experience. Freaky.
But yeah, I can't wait to see you try it out. It's a little bit of a learning curve, but they're fun once you're on them.
We're going to have boosted boards, OG boosted boards, and our custom boards in our studio with a bunch of, like, at a Casey Neistat studio.
At least say my one wheel, and I'll have, like, I want to build, like, just a classic OG skateboard. I've been craving
same. Few years now.
And the parts are cheap. Like, a complete board's like 100 to 120 bucks for, like, all, like, good bearings and good wheels. Get some trucks. It's just, you know, the board, trucks, wheels, grip tape you got to get. You get the tools and stuff like that. It's so easy to build.
Dude, you're so right.
I've been craving to do that for a while now. Just skate around a little bit.
Take the Bronco or the Prius right to the skate park. Get some get some practice down.
Yeah, even just, I like just street skating. I'm not like a, you know, I don't do any crazy tricks. But
you see, you say it like you do it all the time.
No, that's what I used to do though when I was skating. I like, you know, what do they call it? When you
alleyway skating?
Well, yeah. But like, you're a dinkus.
That's definitely street skating.
I figure there's actually a term for it if you, like, you just
alley skate. Yeah,
sure. We'll call it alley skate.
You know, when you're trying to do that kickflip in the other way and you literally just fall every time.
It wasn't kickflipping. I just was trying to ollie and like the board always shoots out from under your feet like that. And you try to ollie and just shoots out.
Bro, we gotta get fresh Vans, dude. That's what you need.
Vans.
No, fresh out of the box Vans.
Yeah, you need to do those out of the box.
I'm gonna slap you out of the box first. Bro. Oh, man. So we've been playing a lot of Battlefield lately.
That game is very addictive. Yes.
That game is, you didn't play last time we played, but
what, just 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
So
it was
really quick side story. That night you texted me, you were like, are you up, Connor? I was like, yeah, I'm still up. I fell down a rabbit hole and I was like craving playing old video games. So I started like playing like a Game Boy emulator on my computer because I was still waiting for my thing to come in the mail. Just played all like a few random games I downloaded. And then I was like, you know what I'm craving? I'm really craving playing Pokemon cards. So
there's no way.
I went online. I downloaded Pokemon Trading Card Game Online. This is at like 10 o'clock at night, by the way. Started playing. I was like, oh, this is really fun. Or this is maybe like 9 o'clock, actually. Started playing, got really into it. A couple hours passed. I'm like, whoa, Aaron's asleep in bed at this point. And I just kept going at it. I just kept playing. I got unlocking new cards, unlocking new decks. I'm playing computers first, and now I'm playing people online. And then I go to the fridge, and there's a bottle of wine open in there. I don't ever drink white wine, ever. It's a Pinot Grigio. It's a crappy wine, too. I grab a glass of it while waiting for my turn. Pour it out. I bring the whole bottle. I'm like, it's pretty good. 3 hours later, it's 2 a.m. The bottle of wine's gone. I've played, I think, 17 rounds of Pokemon cards. I won half of them, lost half of them. I'm drunk off my ass. I crawl into bed 2 a.m. and fall asleep. You guys are still playing Battlefield, I'm sure.
Yeah, we are.
I just had to say that. I did that the
other night. What? I had no idea.
I woke up yesterday morning hungover. had a headache till 4 p.m.
Are you kidding me?
I can't lie about this.
Bro, wait, hold on. Let's unpack this. So where did you play? Where are there Pokemon card games? So
you need to download this. It's actually very fun. I just don't know if we can actually battle each other. It's free.
Oh,
it's
maybe.
It's just a, I don't know. Because like when you click battle somebody, it randomly gives you, like, pairs you with somebody in the world.
There's no friends or anything? Isn't like a
there
friends
might
list?
Be. There might be a friends list. I just don't know because I just downloaded it. But it's just called Pokemon Trading Card Game Online. That's the site. You make an account. You don't have to make an account, though. But I think you do it if you want to, like, have friends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you also need an account. If you buy physical Pokemon cards, like, at the store, you can scan the barcodes through your webcam. You actually hold it up to your webcam. It scans the barcode and will give you the cards virtually into the game.
What? So
if you own the physical cards from Target or Walmart, you just scan them in and then you own the cards digitally too. So you play the game. As you play online and beat people online, you get coins, and then the coins you can buy decks. So I've already bought like the Kyogre deck and stuff. But you start with like a starter deck. But dude, I'm like so into it now. I'm like, I couldn't
what?
Stop playing it. I just kept
what
playing,
is this?
Playing it. And then I was playing it yesterday too. A little bit like after work, I was playing it. It's so fun. I just was craving playing Pokemon cards because we didn't really play too much growing up. We had a couple decks, you and I, and I collected
we did.
The cards.
I mean,
you and I used to battle each other. But like, none of my friends played Pokemon cards. They collected them too, but didn't play. I just was craving it. It's a simpler and quicker, you know, version
of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Like when you crave Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah, because Yu-Gi-Oh has a lot more rules and a lot more cards. Pokemon's much more streamlined and easy to understand.
I love Yu-Gi-Oh. That when we were playing, we used to play.
So
for
you need
hours.
To make an account. And we need to get on there and battle each other.
Bro,
it's really fun.
This is, I am so amazed that this is something that you did.
Yeah. So that's, it was like 1 a.m. I was like still playing. I'm like, and I was like, oh, wait, Ian texted me about Battlefield. I almost got up off my computer. I was like, maybe I should go play
dinky.
That. I was like, nah, playing Pokemon cards.
So, you're like, yeah. I'm too drunk for
that
this.
That was a very quick silence. So sorry, you can tell me what you did 2 nights ago on Battlefield.
Oh my god, you're unbelievable. That's why. I was going to text you again. I'm like, he's probably asleep already. And then you're freaking over there drinking, playing video games or playing Pokemon.
Drinking a terrible white wine that I didn't even like. I drank the whole bottle. And was drunk playing Pokemon cards.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing, actually.
All right, so go ahead.
Yeah, so we were playing Battlefield. And we did
Conquest.
So Aiden always wants to.
Oh, I thought Aiden didn't join. I thought only Andre played.
No, they both joined. Yeah.
Okay. You guys did 3-player.
Yeah. So we were starting to play. I was like asking them what kind of game modes we wanted to play. And they always like doing. Aiden's like, let's do practice. I want to race each other in the practice mode. Because we've done practice mode before when I was teaching them how to play the game. And in the practice mode, there's like a firing range and you can load 4 people in there. And you could test all the, like a bunch of vehicles out. You could test the planes. You could test like guns, stuff like that, right?
Okay.
And he's like, let's race each other. I was like,
race?
Okay.
Like running?
Racing in the game, yeah. Which is
or
not
tanks, like vehicles.
Well, yeah, exactly. But there's like a car that's really quick in it. It's like a car with the machine gun on it, right? You've seen that?
So you all three got your own?
So we didn't have enough cars. So they start racing, and it's like Aiden and Andre like racing each other, like making the trail throughout the whole map because it's a huge map. And I'm like, where's my car? There wasn't a third car. It was just tanks. And I was like,
get the tank and start shooting them.
So they're doing their thing. They're like, okay, let's make the trail. I get this goddamn freaking Panzer, this huge tank. And I start barreling towards, there's a bridge in the middle, right? That connects the two places. I go on the bridge and I'm just stationed there with my freaking huge cannon, and I shot the bridge down next to it because there's a little wooden bridge so they can't cross it. Dude, the funniest shit. They're like riding, they're like, I'm gonna beat you. And then I'm just
then
like, what's up, bitch? Boom.
That's great.
They're like, how did you get the tank over here?
Is that their voice too on the headset?
Yeah, that's how I picture their voices in my head.
They're like this innocent little girl playing Battlefield 5.
So the other thing is, I don't know if you've flown a plane yet in that game.
Only in that tutorial like mode in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the only time I did it.
It's literally the most difficult thing
it is.
I've ever
it's
done.
Very, very hard to control it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was it. And after that we played Conquest and Team Deathmatch, and it was insane. It was so good.
Nice. But I do enjoy those Conquest matches. They're a lot of fun.
Oh, when we're all freaking in the tank, we're all like destroying a position.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, also they were like, what are we gonna do this summer? And I'm like, well, you gotta save your money and start, we could build that PC. And they're like,
I
oh,
told
the
Andre already.
PC.
I
So
told
they
Andre, I said,
know.
start saving your money instead of buying all
He
these random games like Rust that nobody's gonna play with you.
Wow, you're actually not gonna buy it?
Wait, you're
Dude,
gonna
he's
buy
gonna
that
be hard.
game? It
I
came out
mean,
today,
it
didn't it?
looks, I have watched people
I
play it
haven't watched
on.
any videos, so I guess I can't judge. I'll give it a chance. I'll watch some
I actually
trailers and
think you
stuff.
would like the game a lot.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it's all open world. It's
Yeah.
all
It's like a survival game.
online. Yeah, but like it's a hard survival game where you have to collect things and loot things and like you fight people's bases. You make a whole base.
Okay.
So it's like Minecraft online, but with
It
guns
looks like,
and
you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Forest, actually. Online. The Forest. Because they are really into that,
I
and I feel like that's what
guess.
it is. That's why they're wanted that, but.
It's very well, it's survival based, but it's always different. So like we could have a base in the middle of nowhere and keep all of our loot there and build it up and have like security, sentry guns, stuff like that, right? And then we can go loot other people's bases with hatchets and flamethrowers and like, you know what I mean? Like there's a bunch of tools and weapons and stuff like that. And it's like a loot, it's a looter game pretty much, but it's all online. That's what it is.
Gotcha.
But
So kind of like a watered down Borderlands, but Borderlands I guess isn't survival; it's just a looter
yeah, it's
shooter.
not.
Yeah.
It's just like a quest game, yeah. But
RPG style.
check it out. I've
All
I
right, I'll check
was
it out. Give it a
yeah,
chance.
I think you would actually like it a lot.
Okay.
But what was I saying? Oh, so they were like, what's taking thinking about building a PC? And I told them already a while ago, right? Just like you did, like we were gonna also help them build it and they'll
Oh,
get some good
it's
stuff.
a lot of money and parts they need, but yeah, it's possible.
But that's their next plan is to work over the summer and do it. But I mean, they're like, how much money do I need? I'm like, well, you could build a PC for $500,
Yeah,
but
$500 minimum to build just like a good PC to run some games.
yeah, that's exactly what I
Decent
said.
PC. Nothing too crazy, because I know they're not going to do anything else with it, so.
So then once we build their PCs, they're like, Aiden's like, I really want to play Sea of Thieves with you. So you
Yeah,
just got to get Sea of Thieves
you could run Sea
eventually.
of Thieves on a $500 PC for sure.
Well, lots of
I
wine is.
can get that game.
It's so fun.
Yeah, I mean I would get it at like if we had like a whole bunch of people to play with. I think it'd be more
Well,
fun.
you have me to play with. You have TJ to play
Right.
with.
That's true. That's true. You're right.
But if we had them both get it and we had four people, then that
We
it's
can
so
always have a
insanely
clan. We
fun.
can stream it all the time with four
Yeah,
people. Yeah, that'd
exactly.
be fun.
You get the humongous ship and you have all the controls for the sails and the cannons. Dude, oh my God. And it's the same thing. It's another open world game that's you can quest and loot and fight people and like there's so many things.
Right. When's the last time you played that? When you got it?
Not in a while, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I maybe a month ago, a month and a half ago, maybe
You haven't played
longer.
any PC games lately besides like what, Valorant with me? You don't like boot up and play like the single player stuff?
I've wanted to so bad because I have games that I want to play that I haven't played in a while, and like RTSs and stuff like that. And there's
Right.
other games that I want to buy that I've seen that are like cheap on Steam, and I just haven't had the time to like do it yet. But I
What
definitely want to
about
do that.
Switch and PlayStation single player stuff? Have you played any?
I've only played 64, Mario
Where
64.
are you at 64 right now?
I'm
Those
so I'm
updates.
so stuck. It's not even funny,
Where
bro.
are you stuck at? What world?
The sand level,
Oof.
Sandy Stormy,
Which star are you stuck
the
on though?
freaking 8 red coins, the dumb ass 8 red coins.
Yeah, that one's lovely.
So I get four of them, five of them,
Yeah.
and then you have to get to the top of the pyramid to use the fly cap.
Yeah.
And they can never get to the top pyramid. I always fall off and die because it's
Yeah.
just a little tiny pixel edge.
Oh, I know.
So dumb. I'm so frustrated. I've literally given up, and I need someone to just do it for me because it's so hard. Because all the coins are in the like the rest of the coins are in the air, and that's it. So
Yep.
that's where I'm stuck there. I've played. We played a lot of. We played Mario Kart recently, which is super fun. We've beat almost all three gold stars on 50cc, and then we can move on 100cc. We were playing just yesterday. We were playing Robot Chicken Horse, which is that,
Oh yeah,
like,
that's on their Switch, right? That like
yeah,
platformer that you like
that
add
one's
parts.
fun.
Yeah, that one's
Yeah.
crazy.
And that's really it, honestly. Nothing else other than that.
Nice.
I need to get some more Switch games. Oh, we played Mario Party one day. We just played mini games. We just did like a whole set of mini games of the three of us. And I
You
forgot how
have that,
fun that
right? They
was.
have that game.
They have that game. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they had that. Okay.
Yeah. It is so fun.
We could play online then. Because they have it. Literally, I mean, only two people can play on the system at once.
Right.
But
yeah.
You could face, like, Aaron and I could be online against either you and Andre or, you know, Aiden and Andre, whatever, and sub out somebody. But that'd be fun. We should do
that. We should absolutely do that, yeah.
And, like, we should do it, like, this weekend.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. I love playing a good party game.
That it's so – I'd rather do that than play, like, Jackbox. I'd rather play, like, Mario Party.
Yeah, no, that game's fun. I like Jackbox, too, but Mario Party's always, you know, refreshing. All the minis. Classic, stuff. Yeah.
Other than that, I don't. Oh, I'm obviously gonna get Pokemon when it comes out for Switch. I cannot wait for that. It cannot come faster.
What about the remakes?
Yep.
The remakes
and Arceus as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that will be out. The Arceus won't be until next year, but I think fall they're saying late fall for the Diamond and Pearl remake, which will be cool. Yeah, we got a while away yet for that.
We're gonna be binging that for sure.
I haven't bought anything recently. No new games. I've been going through my old library of PS5 and 4 stuff. Well, on my PS5, I'm going through my PS4 stuff, my old games I bought, and just like re-downloading old stuff and just playing through games I never finished pretty much right now. That's what I'm doing.
Like, what are some games?
I just beat one like old indie game that I bought a long time ago called Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. It's like the story, like walking simulator game. It was really slow. I just kind of wanted to go through it because I'm waiting for a Ratchet and Clank. Like, I'm just trying to burn time until Ratchet and Clank comes out.
Bro, when you got... Side note here, when you got Ratchet and Clank for your PSP and you were playing, I was watching you play it.
Yep.
And then you only let me play a couple times to test out some stuff and the weapons and stuff like that. But I think about that more often than not. Watching you play Ratchet and Clank on your
PSP. When I got on the PSP and I didn't get the memory card with it, so I couldn't save the game for like weeks until I bought the memory card because I didn't know it was a proprietary memory card.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yep. Yeah, I still have the games and the cases and the PSP. I have, you know, my whole PSP's hacked too, right? Like, I have it.
Oh,
I have the Pandora battery hack on it, so I can run emulators on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Playing Battlefront 2 on.
Yep, yep.
On PSP. What else were you playing?
So I was playing that. I downloaded. Well, I played a little Wreckfest, not too much. Just a little bit of Wreckfest.
Ooh, we gotta play that.
I'm on the last championship, so I want to stream that with you again. That's fun.
Yeah.
I downloaded, so I have like all the, a lot of these free games that I have from like older months of PS4, like that I never played. Like, I just hit add to library, but never played them and never even downloaded them. Or I like downloaded it once, played like 10 minutes of it and deleted it. And I have Batman, the Telltale series, and I never liked it. And I re-downloaded it and I'm like, okay, now I know I didn't like it because it's so boring. It's just like, you like choose path. It's just like a story and you choose pathways as you go through. It's like, you can choose the dialogue, and depending on what dialogue you pick, it changes how the story ends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those games. You don't play anything. You just click X, square,
that's so annoying.
Circle to play out a path. But, like, jeez. It's not boring if the game has a good story, or, like Detroit Become Human's a really good story, or, like, Until Dawn. Like, those games are also like that. They're decision-maker games that change how the game plays out. You get to decide the ending, pretty much. And this game is just so freaking boring. I never liked any of the Telltale games, like Minecraft Stories, Wolf Among Us, this one, but it's called Batman. There's a Borderlands series. They're all freaking so boring to me.
Yeah, I'm
they're not for me. And I re-downloaded, but I think I'm going to delete it because I'm so bored with it. I'm trying to give it a chance, like, to try to go through a couple levels. I only did two levels originally and deleted it. I'm on the second level right now. I restarted it. It's so bad. It's terrible.
I get bored of games very easily to begin with. Like, if it's not at all enticing, or if you're doing the same thing over and over again to an extent, then I will literally.
Well, that's what happened to me. I was playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I put 12 hours into it, which is a lot. Bored as heck with it. And literally, I'm not even close to like anywhere in the game. I'm like in the beginning still. I'm like, this is the whole game. Like, it's so boring. The game looks good. Don't get me wrong. It just doesn't feel great. And like, just not. I can't get in the story. Like, the story's boring to me. Like, maybe I was really into Vikings or something, like, which I'm not. I would love it more. Or really into like Norway mythology. So boring.
Dude, you gotta play Age of the Empires.
I've never been to Assassin's Creed. What's that?
You gotta play Age of the Empires then, the Vikings.
That game is fun, but that's a totally different style of game. Like, it's not a, you know what I mean? It's not an RPG. It's a real-time strategy.
Yeah.
But, so those are two games I downloaded. What else did I play lately?
Or RuneScape. You've been playing RuneScape lately.
I haven't played that in a long time. That's always fun. But that's just grind fest. That's all you do. Just
yeah,
grind,
it never ends.
Grind. But that's something that's fun to play with friends online when you want to just kill some time, work on some skills. That's about it. I haven't really played too much. I want to get back into Switch. I want to play I never finished Bowser's Fury. I want to put that back in and finish that. I never finished Galaxy on my 3D All-Stars. I want to finish Galaxy again. Yeah, still waiting, like I said, for Ratchet and Clank. So I'm just keep playing through more PS4 stuff, old stuff. And I want to play some online stuff with you, obviously. But that single player stuff, I'm like bored. There's nothing for me to really buy. I didn't get Returnal. That came out already. $70. It's not my kind of game, really, for $70. I'll wait till it's on sale. I didn't get Resident Evil. I can't stand scary games. I downloaded the free Resident Evil 7. I can't even finish it. I'm like struggling to beat it because it's so scary for me. I'm also struggling really bad because I ran out of bullets and the game limits the amount of bullets you can find. So now I'm like screwed.
You're kidding me.
I literally have no bullets. And you can make them, but you have to find the items to make them. I don't know where the items are. Like the game's pitch black. Like I'm struggling so bad with it. I downloaded it once, deleted it to make room. I re-downloaded it because I was like, okay, let me see if I can get to the story. Because apparently Resident Evil 8 is pretty good and it's less scary. I was like, let me just try to finish 7. I literally can't do it. It's so freaking scary. It's so bad. I'm like it's a good game. Don't get me wrong. It's just not for me. I got frustrated because I don't have any bullets. I can't kill anything. Everything I find, I'm like, I'm stabbing with a knife and it doesn't die.
And then you get eaten.
Yeah, I get pissed off. And then you restart the next checkpoint. I'm like, I just give up. So I haven't played that in a while. But yeah, I'm like at this point, I'm just like going, like I said, I'm going back to old games. I never finished the story or got bored of and giving a second chance or like trying to get all the trophies. So I did that for a few games. I like platinumed a few recently. This Rapture one I'm playing, I almost platinumed it. So I'm going to finish up those trophies on that one.
BioShock Rapture?
No, not Rapture, but everybody's gone to the Rapture indie game that I was playing. But that it's funny you said that because I want to replay BioShock Infinite. I'm like craving to play. I love that story so much. I've played it twice now through. I want to play it again. Oh, it's so good. I might just play it through just on easy, just to like play through the story.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care about so much about the shooting. I just really like the story in it.
Dude, I can't believe that you started playing Pokemon online.
Yeah,
you didn't even tell me.
And now I can't stop playing it. So yeah, I forgot to tell you.
Unbelievable, dude.
So now let's play.
How do I do this? Is this download and start playing?
Yeah, so download the app on your Windows or Mac, whatever you're playing on.
Oh, they have it on Mac.
Oh, also you can play on your iPad, which is really cool. I don't have an iPad, but you can play it on yours. You can play it through your iPad. There's an app for it on the App Store.
That's unbelievable.
Yep, and you can literally just play the cards on your touch screen.
Dude, it says this was released in 2011. It's been out this long?
Old. Yeah, it's old. Actually, it's been even older than that because my friends, when I was young, like really young, like back when we were on First Street, they used to play this online. It was a different site at the time, but it used to be Pokemon Trading Card Game Online.
Really?
Yep. And I think it was actually software. I don't know if it was like online. I think it was like a disc you installed.
Yeah.
Like on the PC and it like ran, you face computers, but it was the same concept. It was just the original Pokemon, you know. Now this one has all the Pokemon in it for the most part, but yeah. So we'll have to do a battle. It's
right,
go through the tutorial for it, and then we can battle each other.
Okay.
Such a random thing, right? But I was craving it, and I.
No, that's so fun, though.
It is very fun.
I miss playing Yu-Gi-Oh
card game.
Yeah, good card games, right?
Yeah.
Because gotta start buying those first editions when we get some money. So tuck them away.
No.
No.
Loaded in price. They're a good investment, but now they're too high.
Yeah,
too high. But video games, man, I'm on the video game hunt this weekend. I'm gonna go to like some thrift stores and pawn shops looking for old retro stuff. I've already scoured Facebook Marketplace the past few days. I messaged some people, they don't get back to me. Game Boy Color games, Game Boy games. Somebody's selling this big lot of like all these games on Facebook Marketplace from Florida. They're like, no prices, just messaged me for the price of individual games. So I sent her like 7 or 8 games I like from the bundle. I was like, tell me the price of these. No answer. And then I also messaged, I was like, how much would you want for the whole entire lot? It's like literally like 100 games, DS stuff sitting in there. I'm like, I'll give you a little bit of money for all these. No answer. I'm like, okay, obviously you're not looking to get rid of this stuff.
Clearly, yeah.
You don't care. Or you made a mistake saying message me individually, because you probably have 100 messages of people asking what each game costs.
Yeah, or like trying to,
because like there's Pokemon games in there, like those things, people want them, they sell really well, they're, you know, good collector's items. But that, those, just the investment of video games right now is so good, so good.
I want to, if you find one on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or whatever, if you find a mint N64 or a Wii or an original Wii, then I absolutely want that.
So your best bet's going to be Facebook Marketplace, eBay. Maybe you could find a good deal if you, you know, keep scouring every single day looking for like a buy it now deal or something. Obviously, like your best bet's probably going to be go to like a retro video game store in your city, like look in Phoenix maybe. And also check like garage sales, like see what, if there's any garage sales going on, because that's where you're going to find it. Like you're going to find like somebody selling a box from like when they were a kid or something, like they left behind the parents selling it. It's a whole box, the 64, all the games, a bunch of systems. And you can be like $50 for the whole box. I'll take it off your hands or something. $100. I'll give you $100. And then you take it back and you go through it and see what it's actually worth. And keep what you want. Clean up what works. Clean up, you know, get rid of what doesn't. That's what,
yeah,
I would do.
I'm going to start looking, because
I have our original 64, and I'm actually at the point where yesterday I was looking at wireless controllers for it.
You're kidding me.
I'm not even kidding. I'm about to buy. I'm like craving playing old games right now. I'm like, that's why like I was playing Game Boy games on my PC. I almost bought it. It's on Amazon. I'm going to buy one. It's $55, a wireless N64 controller by Retro Fighters. It's called N64 Brawler. It's not like the Tri-Wing, it's like actually a comfortable pro controller you use, and it has a wireless dongle that goes into the 64. And then I'm thinking about buying an EverDrive on possibly the 64 and also like the Game Boy.
Yeah.
So that I can just put all my ROMs right onto there. Like I could put N64 ROMs right on the cartridge, and you stick the one cartridge in the 64. I get in like a HDMI out for it. They actually make like a FrameMeister like HDMI out to plug into a 4K TV, and literally just wirelessly sit on my couch and play 64 games, all the ones I want through emulation. And then just keep one cartridge in. I don't even have it, just one cartridge. It's expensive. It's like $170, but I could put every single game that exists in the world onto the one cartridge.
So you do that on your computer, like you download them to the cartridge.
Yeah, you buy the cartridge from Crix's EverDrive. You buy it online. It has an SD card in it. It's formatted. You plug it into your computer, and then you just download the ROMs from like that special site I have. Vim's Lair.
The special site.
Yeah. They shut down a lot of the sites. And then, yeah, you just download what you want. You save the ROMs right to the folder for it. And then you literally just plug the cartridge right into your 64. I'll send you a link to it. It's so sweet.
Okay. Dang. Someone's selling a six pack of N64 games. Wait a minute. Are these brand new? It says they're brand new, which I don't believe. Oh my god, they look brand new. Mario Kart, Super Smash, Mario 64, Zelda, Majora's Mask, GoldenEye, and Zelda.
This is a bundle in your area?
Yeah.
Where is it?
$90.
$90?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
They look mint. Yeah.
Wait, Ian, $90 for all that?
For all six, yeah.
Oh, six games with no system?
Yeah, just the games.
Majora's Mask alone is worth like a ton of money.
Looks literally mint. Unless they recondition them, it says new.
It's weird because, I mean, you got to be careful because people do make repo cartridges. Yeah. But I just want to see real quick. I want to see what the price of Majora's Mask goes on for right now.
I just want a nice mint N64 and a Wii.
So Majora's Mask right now. $64.
That's crazy.
Yep. And I have it in our collection. I have Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time. $64 right now it goes for on price charting. That's like an average loose cartridge. So if I go to eBay, like sold listings.
Make your own Wii bundle. What?
Go to sold. See what they went for recently. Yep. This is what they went for recently. Like the holographic one, the one that I have, you know what I'm talking about? That has the holographic front on it.
Yeah.
$88 recently sold for.
What?
$62, $79.95. Somebody had one complete in box with manual, $102. Oh, sorry, that was just the box and manual, $102. This one's complete in box, everything with cartridge, $210. Cartridge only, holographic front, $80. $75 with the cartridge and manual, $83 with just the cartridge, no holographic front. Like, I'm telling you right now, that $90 bundle, can you tell me what games are in there again? Because it's almost worth you getting. You can literally flip those games, like, if you don't want the other five.
This, I'll send you, like, it doesn't seem like they're real. Like,
yeah, I can tell right away. I'm pretty good with it.
Mario 64, Smash, Super Mario 64.
You would know if they're real. The labels will look funky.
I mean, I don't know.
90 bucks, six pack of the greatest game. Oh, it says right, Ian, look at the first word. Below brand.
Oh.
Reproduction cartridges.
I clearly missed that.
That's why they're so cheap.
That's so dumb.
See how the picture is taken? It's super far away. So you can't zoom in on them. You can tell that they're fake.
Oh, no. The picture I have is close up.
The picture I'm seeing.
It meets your resolution.
But yeah. Maybe it's just my computer. But yeah, sorry. That was too good to be true.
Yo, how about this one?
All right, send me another one.
$500 and authentic NC4 games. I think you can buy them separately. Like, how many games are here?
$500 ships for 20. It says, please refer to the memes before messaging me. Oh, just message me with the list what you're looking for and I can start grabbing the games. I don't find there's any sale and type of vibe details, pictures, and photos. That's cool.
Oh my gosh.
It's like so zoomed out. I can't even see them. Okay, so, I mean, yeah, Pokemon Snap, Mario Tennis, Let's Go Pikachu, Mario Golf's worth something. Tons of Pokemon Stadiums are worth a ton. They're all going to be priced individually.
Yeah. Bro. Some crazy shit on here. I guess a lot of these consoles are going to be, like, worn. I want it to be, like, pretty clean. Like, aqua blue, ice blue. Games HDMI upscaler. Ooh. All right. Well, sick, dude. So, wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to be dialing that the Pokemon game, and we can play.
Let's freaking do it, man. Go through that tutorial. Let's go. I'm going to battle
Let's
your
butt. Freaking do it.
So a little fun Friday podcast for lunchtime.
Thanks for listening.
I got to go back to work. But yeah. I only have 2.5 hours left, so.
Well, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, I can't complain.
Wish my work was that easy, but.
You are working, I'm assuming, all weekend?
Yes, but earlier on Sunday, not all day Sunday.
Gotcha.
Also, send me some of those loops like he never sent me, so I can.
I am working on. Yeah, I was in the middle of it yesterday. I have a few. I'm gonna send you. I'm using the boss pedal right now actually because I can save the loops on there. There's 99 banks, and that way I'll have to delete them. And I'm trying to see if I can just plug the entire pedal into my computer and just pull the loop off, because that's a cleaner way of getting the loop instead of me taking it through the
microphone to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Through the computer. So, if I can do that. That's gonna be awesome. If not, because I don't know if it works that way, then I'll just do it the old school way. Record it. But I made a cool one yesterday. I accidentally deleted it, so I gotta re-record it. I was kind of bummed about it. It was right before I went to the grocery store too. I've recorded this really sweet loop. But all right, yeah.
So. But for everyone that's listening, our single is gonna be coming out here shortly, so make sure you get
at least some loopage on Instagram page on Brotherly Loops.
Definitely that single is popping.
Also, Brotherly Loops.
It will be posted shortly.
Yep, and then we'll be doing some streaming of video games this weekend.
Yep, streaming this weekend, and
not sure what yet, but something.
Imagine we stream we us battle each other in Pokemon.
Well, that's what I was
really,
hoping
it was
we
really
do.
That good.
That's what I was hoping we'd do.
Yeah.
So if you go through the tutorial, I'll stream you like right now. I like just don't care about work today. I'm like checked out, man.
Bro, I mean, we have a lot of games we need to play though together. Yeah. So we have the stream.
But that it's fun to play that because it's so quick to play. It's like 10 minutes to play on that a round. Like, yeah. Okay.
some drunk streams coming.
Oh god. This is true.
Sick, dude. Well, nice talking to you for your lunch break here.
Yeah, absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
Everybody enjoy your weekend and stay tuned, posting every week for our podcast and streaming each weekend as well. So check it out.
Right on. All right. Peace, brother.
Right on. Peace, dude.